Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have made it. We have arrived.
It is 2024.
How?
And did we get here? Welcome to a new episode of Uncut of Shenanigans, where no topic is off limit. It's a new year and we are doing new things. If you did not know, Uncut is now available to the public. So the public is gonna get our real rap raw.
Not real rap raw.
They gonna get our
show your age, Tyra. Show your age.
They're gonna get our very uncut thoughts on certain topics and things that we probably wouldn't talk about on a regular episode.
We would not. So had your kids, had your wives, had your husbands, had whoever.
Put your headphones in. Do not play this in the car with children. This is not safe for work. This is for you, your girlfriends, your boyfriend, your friends,
all the above. But you know, you listen to this in a secure, private environment, so you have been warned.
Private, please.
Jenny, they can't hear you.
Jenny got her sexy whisper. So welcome.
That's good.
Welcome, Jenny's sexy whisper.
Whoever they're around, they don't need to be listening.
Welcome, Jenny's sexy whisper in the 2024, because she has also arrived.
They can hear me.
They can't hear you, but it's fine, because you be wowing on the low, so maybe they don't need to.
You need to make sure whoever around, that they're not around, can't hear.
So for this episode, we are going to talk about spinning the block.
Oh, no. I'm glad I didn't look at what we was talking about before right now.
It's all right. And for those of you that don't know what spinning the block is, it's basically like, you know, circling back around to someone that you have previously been involved in. So do y'all have any history with spinning the block, or someone spinning the block on y'all?
Do I have history? I was a spin the block trainer. I was a spin the block mentor.
Why?
Because, you know.
You said why?
Yeah. I don't know why. Why you? Why were you so into spinning the block?
It felt safe. I knew what I was going to get. I knew what I was going to have to deal with. Like, it was comfortable. So if I didn't feel like putting myself out there or trying to intentionally find someone new, because I didn't know how to do that, no way. I was like, I ain't talked to them in a while. Let me hit them up. I ain't seen them in a while. Let me send a hey big head text.
Jenny, you be spinning the block.
I mean, you might as well say that, but I feel like it's more so people spin the block and I just start spinning with them. You know, I mean, they spin the block and I'm like, come on, I'm going to hop on this merry-go-round with you.
Why?
Because I was stupid.
So is it people like that you definitely probably shouldn't be spinning the block with, or is it like, you know, there's like these in between people. There's like people who like don't do enough to keep you, but don't do bad enough that you toss them away. Like, so is it like those type of people?
They do just enough. They do just enough. I said they do and say just enough to give me hope that, okay, I'll give another go. I'll, you know, you seem like you're trying to change or you trying to do something different. So, yeah, I'm a person that I'm just a hopeful person, and I'm too hopeful at times.
Jenny be real hopeful. She, if I think of benefit of the doubt, Jenny's face is next to that in the dictionary. She loves to give somebody a fucking benefit of the doubt, like to know anything.
Why? I have no idea. Huh?
Oh, I thought you was about to. I thought you said you have no idea. I said you have no idea that you do that.
Oh no, I said why? I don't know.
Were you spinning the block with people because it was comfortable and familiar?
I mean, I think because I was hopeful. I mean, that's really all that I can think of. Hopeful, and also, I had this like image of what I wanted it to be. And so I was like, well, let me try to make this situation fit into what I hoped or the vision that I had. And it just never got there.
Jenny very much so dang, I lost my words. Jenny very much so will date somebody like you date for what you hope for it to be, not necessarily for what it is at times.
Yeah, sometimes my I be out of touch with reality. look, we keeping it real raw.
Dang, what was the phrase everybody kept? Oh, Delulu. But in a nice way, a very kind way. I say that with love. Oh.
I don't know if I was, or you saying like you're saying that, I was like, because I mean my Delulu was over the edge.
Yeah, I didn't want you to take that the wrong way.
I know now I was very delusional. I pull into this man's house, he got a whole woman and I think he wanna be with me. Delusional. Like, how do you not be delusional?
Oh my God.
Jenny, you letting the cat out the bag.
How about you, Tyra?
You know, I'm not really a spin the block type of person. I don't have a lot of history with spinning the block with people. Name somebody besides my child's father. Like, yeah, that's about the one time that I've spent the block and it ended up with a kid. That's why you don't do that.
Shut up.
Because I am like a, you know, or I was a casual dater. I mean, I had some like obviously more than casual experiences, but when I think of like dating and spinning the block, I don't really think about a lot of people spinning the block with me, probably because when it ended, it probably was too damn traumatic that it just needed to end. Mm-hmm. And anybody that I spin the block with, there is one person in particular that we have spun the block, rebuilt the block, bought the block, hung out on the block. Like, and he was one of them people that was doing just a little bit. You know,
talking about the gardener. That's what I was thinking about.
Oh yeah, he's the big person. I would say in general, I don't have like a huge spin the block history because, you know, once you give me an opportunity to not be romantically attracted to you anymore, it is impossible for me to get it back.
Yeah.
But with that, with the gardener, oh yeah, girl, spin the block. He could hate big head me all the time. And I was going, but you know what? He lost that privilege because he told me I wasn't his person. And so, if that don't tell you.
No more.
Baby, the block is shut down, okay? We have gentrified on this block.
It's a dead end. The dead end. It's a dead end. It's a cul-de-sac. It ain't no way through. You just got to go around it and go on right back out. Good old cul-de-sac.
Yeah, I don't. So, see, that's a sign. I don't need to be spinning the block with nobody. I need to be on some new blocks.
You got to get to the new streets. Got to take the highways.
Literally. Do y'all feel like y'all have any instances where spinning the block was like, it didn't end horribly?
See, I think that's why I used to spin the block so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't end horribly. It didn't end great.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a window if we approached each other in the right manner at a different point in time or in the future where it could pop off again. Or we had already navigated like our relationship or situation in a way where I was like, well, that wasn't really nothing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
When we was young. And so I'm like, in a different space and a different time, maybe. So I think I had a lot of just doors that were open. I'm so happy though. All my doors are closed. I closed the door. I have very traumatic block spinning after divorce. And I said, wow. New person me, please. Because absolutely not. It was very traumatic and very sad. And you know, if I was in an immature place in life, I probably would have been in jail. So that's also why you don't spin the block, because this is how people be on Snap.
Oh, I just thought about somebody else I spent the block with. When you said Snap, it made me think of that.
It's Snap.
I pulled up at this person's house too.
Oh, outside. I remember at night.
My neighbor sure did. He became my neighbor. He was still on the same shit. That's the thing. They don't be changing.
They don't spin the block.
It don't be new material. It be the same old shit. The same script. They might change a few words.
That's how they get us. The script is a little different. It got a new intro. You know, it got a new intro. It got a new preview. New trailer. To make us feel like it's different. It's a new package. It's a new release. That shit ain't no new release. It's a remake.
Absolutely. It is. And then they catch you at right a time where like you are in a position where you need some entertainment. That's what I think, like, you know, when you spin in the block and you accept it, it's because you're bored.
Bored. Absolutely. Completely agree. Bored or... You know, you got some needs that ain't been fulfilled in a while. You like, you know, you wasn't that bad. You wasn't that bad. Come on over. You know, and we'll be getting trapped.
Dealing with somebody that's like, and it's like, well, I spend a block. It was better than what I'm dealing with now. I know what I'm getting. Oh, Lord.
One of my friends always say, I ain't learning. I'm not about to keep being out here asking people what their favorite food and favorite color is. I said, I don't even ask that shit no more, but I understand your point. But it was like, I would rather just keep who I'm with or keep going back to this same person, even if they're trash, because of how exhausting it is to them. How exhausting it is to keep like learning new people. And seeing where things will go. Do y'all feel like that?
No, because I always like new shit. That's my thing.
A while ago, I did. A while ago, I did when I was spinning the block.
Not me. I like new things. So, I like new experiences. I mean, I can understand why that can be exhausting, especially when you're putting your energy into something and you're banking on if it's going to turn out to be something, you know, or like, am I investing my time into this and then it don't end up going nowhere? Like, I could see if you're in that headspace, but I like new experiences. And so I think that I can't recall a time where I felt like I'm tired of asking people their favorite color. Now, as we're getting older, I can see you ready to settle down like your person. I see mm-hmm. people say that. But in general, I don't think I've like had that experience, because I've always liked the experience of dating, like having fun, getting like hanging out with people. Whenever I try to make it serious is when it get messy. In the past, not present.
Yeah.
You know, I'll say the 20s, my
20s. My 20s weren't ghetto, and I think that's how I entered my 30s being ghetto. Because I was tied down. So I got like a 20s junior going on, and I had to get out of that real fast. Mm-hmm.
Jenny, you said you felt like...
I said I feel like my 20 was a pits of the ghetto.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
You was... Why? Because you were spinning the block, or why you felt like it was...
It was just crazy. I mean, just all my different dating experiences. It was just a lot. Like, I feel like in my 20s, I was never in a relationship that I wanted to really be in. Like, I never was in a relationship where me and the person were on the same page about being together. Mm-hmm. It's like every relationship or situation, I was like, we were like fighting to figure out what are we doing. I was doing a lot of what are we doing in my 20s. That was draining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like now, like, you know, I'm gonna go through a whole color wheel, some, you know, to get to know somebody if I got to, because I'm ready to have a person. So if that's what I got to do, that's what we doing.
Not the color wheel. And see, and I feel like my 30s has been a lot of what are we doing. Although a lot of times I really wasn't trying to do anything. And I actually just was talking to somebody about this the other night. Because it was like, oh no, all women want X, Y, and Z. And I said, no, they don't. Like, there was a very clear period of time where I was like, oh no, like, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm looking for fun. I'm looking for this. I'm looking for that. And guys just really didn't believe that. And so sometimes it was even me trying to explain, like, no, this is what we're doing. And, you know, that not being accepted and having to move around.
Yeah. I wish I could take some of my casual dating experiences and keep that energy in my 30s. Because all the relationships that I was in my 20s were trash. Like, with people that I had no business being in commitments with. And, but I had some, I had some fun dating experiences. Like, when Tinder was popping, like, you know, I don't know if Tinder's still popping or not. I can't do online dating. But back, like, you know, at least for our generation, when Tinder was really popping, I had some fun times. Like, I would message people. I would have dates lined up. We would hang out. We would just date. And those were so fun. And we fell off or whatever. And, like, I wish I could carry some of that energy. Because, you know, I feel like I was before my time with dating. I feel like I had it kind of locked down. And then when I tried to lock the wrong people down is where I messed up.
Yeah, I forgot who I was talking to. But I definitely feel like, even though my 20s was ghetto, like, I feel like it was easier to really date, like, to go out and, like date people. Oh. I mean, even if it was, like, people that you were finding, like, or, like, meeting online, like, people actually, like, met up. And I don't know if, like, I don't know what changed. I don't know if it's, like, COVID, which, I mean, I guess when it comes to online dating, people might have done it more then, but I don't know. It just feels, I feel like dating now and, like, meeting, like, going on actual dates, I feel like it doesn't happen.
Yes. Because, granted, I'm not going out as much as I used to, but I can't think of a time that I've went out, like, in my 30s recently that I've engaged with somebody where they asked for my number, or like, you know, they flirted with me or something like that. In my 20s, easily. It was like cake, baby. Like, so easy. But now, and I don't try to like get myself down about it, because I don't feel that way. Because now I'm like, well, the point of me going out is to have fun. Like, yes, I do want to meet somebody, and I'm going to keep like manifesting that. But the point is for me to take a break from mommyhood, take a break from my responsibilities, and just have fun. So if that's my goal and I don't see nobody out, then, you know, whatever.
Right.
But
then,
yes, I wish, I don't know. Somebody said 2024 is the year of the lover. And I hope so, because.
I hope so.
Because I need some energy. Like, what's going on? I know spin the block energy. Let me make it announcement.
No.
If we have ever connected before, we will never connect again. Don't spin the block. This is a public service announcement. Do not come back over here.
Not a PSA.
It's a P. I don't want. I want new. New.
She said we're.
I have no problem asking what's your favorite color. Come on over to Death Row if you knew.
Because you know what the thing is too, I think especially as we get older, like I heard a guy was talking to me about his fiance last night and was saying how he met her and blah blah blah, and I've heard a few guys talk like this recently. Sometimes even if someone doesn't come up to you, or even if someone doesn't come up to you, sometimes like people are just watching.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, eventually we'll come around. So that's why I'd be like, come outside. Can't nobody see you or know you in the house.
Absolutely.
And so, because my little baby kept saying, yeah, I was getting, you was about to get on my nerves, because people kept coming up to me saying she's been asking about you, or she asked. I said, yeah, I had to. Before I knew what I was getting into. And so maybe, yeah. So I throw that out there. You never know who watching you from a distance, watching your vibe. Not in a creepy way, in a cute way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's supposed to happen, y'all will link up again. Mm-hmm. And they'll get their opportunity to speak. Here's the hoping.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, if you're a person who does like to online date, and that's your jam, do that. That's not for me, but I don't excel well with that. But you know, it's the age of the internet. People find love on. Why are you doing your lips like that?
Because it was the age of the internet. You got a lot of old phrases tonight.
Hey, you know what I told Zay?
For some reason, maybe we thought of like Flintstones. I don't know.
The Jetsons. We are in the Jetsons time now. It's the age of the internet.
It's the age of the internet. I've been telling Zay in the morning, let's blow this popsicle stand. That's what I
said. What?
Yeah. Let's blow this popsicle stand.
Ira, please. What?
That's why she old now.
I'm like, she gonna go around saying that.
My grandpa said, you've been jiving me all day. She repeated, you've been jiving me all day. And I'm like, my pandemic baby is going around saying the word jive. Like, we have got to get her around some kids. This is.
Oh my gosh. Oh man, that's funny.
So, are we on a general consensus that no one can spin the block, or we're kind of anti?
No, I'm unspinable.
Block. Well, I know that you're off the market. I just mean, and period.
My block got a sign. My block got a do not enter. My block got to make a U-turn. Bag it up. Turn on the beep beep noise. And gone back out.
Jenny, you letting people spin the block?
There's no block. I'm like a hidden alleyway. Like, just act like you don't see it. Like, just act like there's one of those big dumpster trash cans in the way, and you can't even get down.
Wow. and my block is gentrified. So with that being said, thank you for listening to our first uncut episode of the year. Let us know at shenanigans_pod and at thestrengthofshe.com how y'all feel about people spinning the block. If you have any good spin the block stories, let us know. We love a good success story that's out there. If you got a bad story, we want to hear that mess too.
We want to hear that too. I'll share mine on the... I was probably safer sharing mine here versus on the internets because it'd be real recognizable. But, you know, we can share. Sharing is caring.
Yeah, we can share some stories. And we'll see y'all for the next uncut episode in March.
Bye.